Yes, joining us this Wednesday morning, celebrating his great mate Robbie Slater's Queen's Birthday honours, Dean Bulldog Richie. How are you, mate?
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, I spoke to the great man of the day to congratulate him. And he was okay. He was trying to play it down a bit like it didn't mean much, but I know it did, and so it should. You've got one loss, haven't you?
Tremendous honour.
Clarkey?
Yeah.
Middo?
Just recently, Clarkey?
No, I haven't got one either.
Bulldog?
No, I haven't got one. Services to journalism. I think it's got a nice ring to it.
Services to journalism.
And charity. Charity work.
The Dean Ritchie Foundation.
The Mother Teresa of Northern Beaches. Mm. Nice ring to it.
No,
I don't think it's going to happen. Oh, he said, oh, mate, you know, it was good and I guess it's okay. His greatest thing was that his great mate, Graham Arnold, hadn't got one. So he was more busting to tell Arnie that he got one that Arnie hadn't than actually getting the award itself.
It's a terrific honour.
But that's what Robbie's like.
He's true. It is. It's a great honour. And Clarkey had one bestowed upon him earlier this year. Mm.
Last year, wasn't
it? Last year.
What were you, Clarkey?
AO.
AO?
Mm. What are you?
Adults only?
Oh, you're not.
Adults only, yeah. 9:30 p.m.
Right, okay. That's when it comes out of the drawer, aren't
Well, look, tell us about this story in the paper today, the Daily Telegraph, about Brett Horsnell. You know, he suffered a lot of concussions during his rugby league career, and where he's at now.
It's a really, really sad story. I've stumbled across Loz, and it is in today's paper and online. He had a very distinguished career, 154 NRL games with the Crushers, the Titans and the Parramatta Eels. He was 18th man for Queensland a few times. But his mother tirelessly trawled through all VHS replays of all his games and they came to a conclusion that he'd been concussed 51 times in his career. So he has gone and been told he has CTE, which in layman's terms is severe bruising on the brain. And the average age expectancy of a person who has suspected CTE is 51, and Brett Horsnell turned 51 in April. So he's now scared that it may, in fact, end his life. He's on a disability pension of just $500 a week. He's unemployed. I heard you talking about it this morning, Laurie. He's got depression, and he's in a really bad way. And it's a very, very sad story, and I hope the rugby league community can get behind and help Brett Horsnell. But certainly, in terms of the crackdown, here is proof that if you don't agree with the crackdown, you may or you may not, and you may have varying opinions on it. But buy today's Daily Telegraph, go online and read the story, and that might influence how you feel.
Bulldog, on that one, what does it look like for the NRL if you go back and look through the history of rugby league? Are we going to see, or surely we're going to see more people come out in time, hopefully not with injuries this severe, but with whatever they have, relating it back to their time playing rugby league, and they could relate it back to high tackles. And the reason I ask is because I mentioned to Loz and Middo the other day, in the cricket world, someone like Justin Langer, he got hit in the head more than anybody else. So how does Justin in time touch wood? I hope this doesn't happen, but if something does go wrong, how does Cricket Australia handle that? And is it that black and white where you can, you know, just relate it back to Justin being hit in the head playing for Australia? Again, I talk about me. I fell off a chair at a wedding and cracked my head. I've had concussion there. I went rock climbing and slipped over. I had concussion there. But I got hit in the head a lot as a cricketer as well. Can I put that on cricket?
You know, it's hard, isn't it, Clarkey?
It seems like a very grey area. And it seems quite scary for right now for the NRL as well.
Yeah, it's very hard, isn't it, to be definitive as to whether your post-career symptoms came from rugby league.
Mm.
I guess we'll never know. I mean, a neurosurgeon may be able to tell you, Clarkey. I couldn't tell you whether that would be the case.
Is the NRL protected or is sport protected?
Well, rugby league's terrified, as in all sports are, Clarkey. Yeah. You know, one class action, and they're going through a class action in the NFL at the moment. I think it's still going. One class action against a governing body like the NRL, I mean, it could bring the whole game down. Let's not underestimate the impact that could have financially on a game that's got no money. Rugby union's the same. Cricket may well be the same, Clarkey. So it's worrying times, hence why I think Peter Volandis has now brought in this crackdown to try to protect the game. not only the players, but protect the actual game itself in years to come as to what may unfold. I said about a year ago concussion would be the biggest issue in the game, and slowly but surely it's unfolding. Look, Brett Horsnell said to me with CTE, you're never sure until death. That's when they'll do an autopsy and find out categorically. But he has no doubt, given that his results from the neurologist cleared him of Parkinson's, cleared him of dementia. So he figures rightly, and he has medical proof that he is now down to rugby league concussions.
Well, it's an interesting one because, as you mentioned, Bulldog, it can send the game broke. But what does that mean for all sports then?
Yeah, I mean, that's my, that's
do you just stop playing sport?
That's my point. That's exactly right.
Where
does it end?
Yeah. Like, surely, and again, I'm no lawyer, obviously, but surely if you want sport, any sport, you run the risk of suffering a concussion. You could suffer concussion in athletics. You could fall over and hit your head running.
But do they, I should know this. Do they sign waivers to say if you play this game, this could happen, but we are protected legally? I don't know whether they do that or not, and whether that's something that could happen. I wouldn't want it to happen. Even at junior level, or it doesn't have to be NRL to get concussion.
Yeah, it's exactly
You can get concussions when you're 13, 14, 15.
Absolutely, yeah.
Cop a stray knee. You know, anything can happen repeatedly, and you can have side effects going on into adulthood from when you're a child.
It's interesting to see where it's going to end up because...
It's frightening.
Well, you are, and when you sort of start to see people like Brent Horsnell. Now, again, we don't know whether it's just all because of rugby league or what's happened in other areas of his life. But if this is where we're going to end up, where people in competitions are going to be sued and it's going to cost them a lot of money, you'll end up with no sport.
Brett Horsnell's got to be bathed by his partner, Clarissa Lever is her name. He forgets things all the time, doesn't know what days, and he can't do things on his own. And, yeah, this is probably an extreme case, Clarkie.
Yeah.
But it's still happening.
Yeah, it's horrible. We can't ignore 51 years of age.
We can't ignore
Devastating.
Victor Radley, what's happened?
Yeah, he's on a flight out of the Gold Coast, after that great Roosters win. He's up there on his own. He wasn't officially part of the team. He's serving that 5-game suspension for high contact. He's got up there to see his young mate Ben Thomas make his debut. They've clearly got on the booze. I heard you guys discuss it this morning. The only aspect that you didn't mention was that he was with a group. So we've got to try to determine whether it was with a group of mates who were on the booze and whether they misbehaved or whether it was Victor. So whether Victor didn't play a key role in it and his mates did, I guess the NRL integrity will find out. But the NRL will say whether you did or you didn't, you still put yourself in that position where you were with a drunk group of mates on a public aeroplane and drama could have unfolded. You shouldn't have put yourself in that spot.
That's a toughie. Like, I'm hard on him this morning, but if he's in a group and the other blokes are carrying on, and because he's part of that group, he gets booted off as well with 5 other guys, I don't reckon he can be smacked for that. Again, what do you do? Not leave your house? If he hasn't done... I hope this is the case for Victor's... for Victor, that it was his mates and he was just a part of it, but I'd be very surprised if he was standing there stone cold sober while his mates are blind carrying on.
He got hit with a 2-game, $20,000 suspension for an incident on December 30 last year in Byron. The NRL suspended 10 of that 20,000. So that's hanging over his head, and that was for 12 months. So clearly that's inside the 12 months. So the NRL might say, look, here's a clip over the ear for you, young man. You're a terrific player, and he's well loved, Victor Radley, isn't he, Laurie? Everyone seems
he's
to get
great player too.
Well with him, and he's got a jovial personality. Yeah. But they may just give him a clip over the ear to say, look, you know, it's time. You're a great player, but that's 2 in 6 months. You might cop a fine.
But surely you see a difference, Bulldog, if he's part of a group versus if he's the instigator,
correct,
or if he is the one that is, you know.
Correct. It's very hard to tell your mates not to drink, isn't it, if you're out with them?
You can't control that.
Oh, yeah.
Let's play on, I reckon. He shouldn't be fined for that.
Yeah, I think it's some of my mates and you're not stopping them.
No, I don't think he should be fined for that. Yeah. But if it's him, I think if it is him individually, I think it should be heavy. Because like I say, number one, I can't remember, and I could be wrong, I can't remember in my time, and I've seen some pissed teammates on planes ever be kicked off. So you can carry on a fair bit to get a warning.
There's some leeway there, isn't there?
Do you know what I mean? Like, to be actually kicked off the plane and you're suspended.
I'll say this, Clark, I don't want to hang him out to dry because I really like Victor Radley, but if they're out on the Gold Coast, they're obviously on the booze at the footy and perhaps they've kicked on afterward before they're getting a flight home.
Play on. That's
play
cool.
on. That's fine.
Yep.
But if you're going hard at it, are you thinking to yourself, I'm a whisker from State of Origin, I'm under suspension, mate, I'm high profile, is it time I just, I don't know, remove myself? Am I in the wrong place here? The Gold Coast's well populated, yeah. There's phones. Do you say to yourself, I probably shouldn't be here? Or am I being too harsh?
No, you should, but you know
it's
what?
Good in theory.
Let's go as being young, loving life. Go for it. I'm all cool with that part. But then when you get on the plane, it's like, okay, I've got an hour 10 flight. All I've got to do is go to sleep. Or all I've got to do is not be too loud. No one will even know. That part I'm not cool with. The actual going out, young, life's awesome. Yeah, you're suspended, but you've just seen one of your best mates make his debut. I get all that. That's cool. But just, you're on the plane. There's other people. There's women, kids, other people. Like, all he has to do for an hour is control how happy he is. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's the
I'm
only part.
You. I'm hearing you.
Bulldog, is Gareth Widdop coming back to the NRL?
I think he will. They've been trying to shop Gareth Widdop back to the NRL for a year or two now because of family reasons. The problem is that at Warrington, he's on $800,000 a year. And as good as Gareth Widdop is, there's no way an NRL club would pay that kind of money for Gareth at his age. I think he's 31. But it looks like now they may be able to come to some agreement. Canberra and the Warriors look like they're locked in a battle. Poor Gareth, he's previously been shopped to the Dragons again, to the Sharks, and it's only been the money situation that's been the sticking point. At the moment, though, it looks like the Raiders and the Warriors. Corey Norman was also offered to those two clubs. As yet, they haven't made any move on Corey, but certainly there's some interest there in Gareth.
Yeah. Instead of taking Gareth on a reduced contract and have Warrington pay half and the NRL club pay half, are you talking more about a release fee like they've done in the past with players?
Possible.
Yeah.
Possible. I guess if it is the Raiders, Loz, Ricky would be looking at perhaps a halfback to replace George Williams. Whether Gareth's the right man, Ricky's obviously done his due diligence and there's interest there. So I think he'd be a good buy. I think he's probably, after a couple of years in Super League, he's probably fresh to some degree and already get another, 1-2 years out of him.
What about Matt Dufty? Where will he end up?
Yeah, it looks like the Raiders, again, Laurie, I'll bring them up, they have shortened significantly in the betting to get Dufty. The other suitor was the Broncos. I think they've pulled out. So I don't think there's a lot of other interest. The Bulldogs were interested. I don't think that offer has gone past the preliminary stages. So at the moment, it just looks like the Raiders are the only one left for Dufty. I think I mentioned on the show last week, he flew down there. Ricky showed him around the facilities out there at Braddon, $19 million Centre of Excellence. He liked what he saw. So I think at this point in time, he'll be a Raider. Nickel Klokstad will probably be used for utility value, and Dufty would be the fullback.
What's the latest with Curtis Scott, do you know?
No.
He's been stood down, but are you hearing?
No, just no. The NRL investigation is still going, Loz, until that, I guess, is completed. We won't know too much in terms of when he is returning to rugby league.
Oh, Bulldog McHugh, he's one of our favourites.
What's he got?
He's always got good pitches.
he's just asking you as a friend. This is what he said. Bulldog, okay, I need to ask you this as a friend.
You're in trouble.
Is there a start button here?
When it starts like that.
Have you ever weighed your head?
Well, tell him to send a photo in of him and we'll put it up on the website.
Sent a great photo in of Clarkey earlier this morning.
Yeah.
Now, we've received this one. I'll find it for you during the news break, Bulldog. Craig the Truckie has texted in a couple of times.
Where's my vodka as well? Yes. Sorry about your question. Where's my bottle of vodka you owe me?
From the Tigers Panthers game.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago. Can you please explain how Josh Papali'i, Angus Crichton and Victor Radley can use Origin games as part of their suspension? Radley was given 5 weeks but only misses 3 club games, for example. Certainly opens a can of worms.
No, I don't think they can. You can't use Origin games.
Mm.
No, I doubt very much whether you can use Origin games. In the past, you can't, and I'm pretty sure that rule hasn't changed.
Certainly in the past, you couldn't, Loz. No. You're right there.
No.
Unless it's been a late rule change.
I was going to say, unless that rule change is happened in the last year or two, but I don't think that's the case.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not sure what the deal is there.
I'm definitely sure you can't. You can't use an Origin game as a suspension, a week off your suspension.
And we had a caller as well during the break then, Sean Johnson to the Bunnies.
Yeah, Well, it's been a link, Middo, that's been suggested. There's a lot of links going on out there, mind you, in rugby league at the moment. But I spoke to Blake Solly about 4 weeks ago and I suggested a couple of names that were big names that may replace Adam Reynolds. He said, we haven't got the money. We're going to go with the young kids. If we had the money, we probably would have kept Adam Reynolds. So I'd be surprised if suddenly they decided to get rid of Adam Reynolds and pick up Sean Johnson, who I guess would be similar in age, wouldn't they? Maybe a year or two in it.
Johnson's 30.
Yeah, yeah, well, I think Reynolds is 31. So yeah, I'd be surprised if that's the path they took. So I don't think that's going to happen.
What sort of money, though, do you get Johnson for now?
Well,
what's he cost?
He was on 800. There was rumours around that he was asking for $1 million. He did come out, though, and say that
rubbish.
Is absolute rubbish. There's no way, even in Sean Johnson's eyes, he's going to pick up $1 million a year. Loz, I'll bring you in here. Well, Sean Johnson, 600?
I don't think you'd have to pay 600 to get him.
At this point in his career?
I'd give him 5. If I could pick him up for 450, that'd be even better.
So the rabbit's saying they haven't got 500 grand?
He hasn't got many options.
That's the issue.
Sean Johnson. So you don't have to go and pay a lot of money for him, even though, 450. But he's coming off 900,000. So you're basically getting him on half of what he's been earning. And I think he's still got some footy to play. And he, I think in the right system, he'd be a good, very good bowler.
Depends what club needs a halfback too. If most clubs have got good halfbacks, there's probably only one or two, maybe three that need a halfback. So if you don't need one, unless you could use him as utility value off the bench, Loz, I guess that's an option. But I don't think that many clubs would be out there queuing up for him.
What are the What are the Rabbits pay? They're saying they want to use a youngster. What's that cost? 200?
Roughly, Clarkey. So they'll probably bring him along slowly and surely. Okay. But there's a young kid there called Taff. They're very positive about in terms of where he's going to go. But it's going to be a very difficult proposition for any kid to go into that number 7 jumper. Adam Reynolds has owned it for a decade.
250 grand or 300 grand to get Sean Johnson. And as Loz is saying, he's still in good nick at the moment. Knows his game probably better than he ever has. Seems like he's adapted to that 7 role as well at the Sharks. Yeah. Like, surely that's worth the extra. The Rabbits can find that 250K. And you're not talking about a winger or a centre. You're talking about a major position. Like, we heard Ricky Stewart yesterday talk about how patient and selective he's going to be with finding that number 7.
Yeah.
He said it's so important. You have to lead that team around. Surely for the Rabbits, they could justify if the opportunity is there for 250 grand.
Depends on perception too, Clarky, and fans. Because if they sign Sean Johnson to a 2-year deal, the inevitable question would be, well, why didn't you sign Adam Reynolds to a 2-year deal? That's ridiculous.
Understand. Fair call.
But yeah, that's what fans would say. Yeah. I mean, the club may not think that, but I'd be surprised if they went and signed Sean 2 to 3 years and Adam only got the 1.
Mm.
Got Adam on the line. Morning, Adam.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Very well, mate. What do you want to talk about?
A couple of things. Laurie, you're spot on. $450 for Johnson. He won't get much more than that. You're a good judge of a price tag.
Well, mate, I don't know what the going rate is, but that's what I'd try and get him for. He wouldn't have too many options, would he?
He wouldn't have many at all. They have 1 or 2. $450 would be top dollar you'd have to pay. The club's, he's in a, like you said, halfbacks aren't, he's not 28.
No, that's exactly right.
He's $450 about right, I'd imagine. But don't be surprised. Ash Taylor goes to South for a couple of years on a bargain-based deal.
Ash Taylor, well, he's off contract, and he's another one that's been paid a lot of money that certainly not going to get anywhere near what he would have commanded a couple of years ago. He'd be unders, as in what would he be worth? 250, 300 at the moment?
200, 250 at the most you're getting for.
Yeah.
Bloke who's playing 100 something games, I know hasn't set the world on fire, but for 200, 250.
Yeah, you take a punt there. I think he's a good 100%. Player, Ash. Yeah. No, that's something we'll have to keep an eye on then.
You're saying 250 for Ash Taylor?
Well, the other thing is, mate, there's not options. There's not a lot of clubs.
He's on a million now, isn't he?
Yeah, but there's not a lot of clubs climbing over themselves to get Ash. That's the issue. And then you've got Sean Johnson. You know, there's only a couple of teams that need halfbacks.
Just thought of a new segment. The Price is Right with Laurie Daly.
Mm.
Keep going. We still got you, Adam?
Hold on. Where's the offer? He's a great winger, that kid. Boy, I've got a big rap on him. You can't get a start down the South Coast.
Who's that?
Jordan Pereira.
Jordan Pereira.
I think he's going to the Broncos, isn't he? Adam, that was what I was told by some very, very good sources, that he was heading to the Broncos, and it might be an immediate release from the Dragons, as in now. He was behind a few of those young kids coming through at Saints, and that he was looking to get a mid-season switch to the Broncos, and then from there, a further two-year deal. He's a good player, and I think his manager is going to get him a good deal up there at the Broncos, so Pereira is certainly one to watch.
Good on you, Adam. Morning, Scott.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well, mate. What do you want to talk about?
Just a couple of really quick ones.
Go for it.
Bulldog, can you confirm or deny Aaron Woods to Parramatta?
Oh, I can't confirm it, but I've certainly heard the rumours. He's off contract. I don't think he'll be at Cronulla next year. So, you know, Woods is a former State of Origin player. Again, he's on some big money down there. Whether he needs to take a financial haircut to find a new club, I guess we will find out in due course. But certainly Parramatta is a club that's been linked. They do have Campbell Gillard and Paulo out there, who would be on fair money, those two also being Origin players. So, look, I can't confirm it, but I can't deny it either.
That's my worry, where they'd actually find him if they signed him, where they'd actually fit him in. I think we've got plenty of depth there. Just one last quick one. Where will Dallin Latini's Lesniak end up? Will he go to the Warriors? Or do you think he will?
I think he'll go to the Warriors, yeah. I know there was a link to the Tigers for a while. I think that fell over. Talks didn't progress too extensively there. But the mail is, and I think Buzz Rothfield may have written this on Sunday, that he would go to the Warriors. Generally, if Buzz writes something, the mail's pretty good. So if you're having a sly $5, mate, I'd whack it on Lesniak going to the Warriors.
On you, Scott. Appreciate it. Now, just reading from NRL.com as well, fellas. Radley, Crichton and Papali'i were able to serve 1 week of their suspensions in Origin 1.
How? How can you do that?
So this is coming from NRL.com. I'm reading it right here. Once the players, because we've had a few texts on it, once the players are suspended, they and their clubs make an application to the judiciary chair, Jeff Bellew, with supporting documentation from the states asserting that they would have been picked in the Origin match.
Oh, what a rort that is.
Velli then weighs up the evidence, makes a determination, terrible. Which isn't always accepted.
That to me, you get suspended, then make an application to say, oh, well, he would have been picked in Origin.
Who decides who was going to
be selected in Origin?
Well, yeah, I guess then the clubs go to Freddie and Paul Green and go, would he have been picked? But yes, here you go. Yeah. Coach said we'd be
picked. 50 players.
Oh, geez, I don't like that rule.
I don't think you can be. You can't have a suspension until you're picked in that side.
That's exactly
not
right.
Not picked on. Well, you may be.
You may
picked.
Been picked.
Well, Radley made an application to also count Origin 2 as one of his five games that he was suspended for, though Bellew regarded that as more speculative and declined the request. Just reading this from NRL.com.
I don't like that rule at all. I think if you've been suspended and you haven't been selected in a team, I don't know when that rule has been changed, by the way.
Yeah, not sure.
It must be a recent one.
I was with you. I was sure it wasn't as well.
Yeah.
But clearly it now is.
You used to have to be selected in those sides. Once you were selected in those sides and then if you faced a charge, you could have used it.
Mm. But what, proof?
Not until you were selected. So you just make an application now to say, well, I was going to play for New South Wales.
So that's one of your games, as well as the one three days later.
Well, you leave yourself open there.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous. I mean, how do you prove they were going to be picked?
That's exactly right.
Got to leave it there. One for another time. On your Bulldog.
Thanks, boys.